just great songs and local news for the bailiwick. This is Island FM.
Good morning, I'm Amber Stark. Airtel Vodafone has signed up to an international service to block access to any illegal pornography across its network, as well as pages featuring child abuse. Other sites containing indecent but legal images will also be blocked. CEO Ian Campbell says it means no one will be able to access pages banned by the Internet Watch Foundation.
They're there to look out for those illegal sites, publish them, name and shame. But usefully, they produce a database which operators like us can access. We pay a fee for it, but we can access it and then we can block those sites, which is useful.
It appears there's still no resolution to the French workers' strike affecting Condor's sailings to St. Malo. The ferry firms tweeted to say there's been some progress, but there's still no date for a reinstatement of services. Legalising marijuana would stop users exposing themselves to dangerous health risks. A campaign group is trying to open debate on the issue in Guernsey, with a petition set up and a peaceful march planned for this weekend. Speaking anonymously, one of the organisers told us it's easy to get your hands on the drug anyway, but it's a dangerous form of marijuana which could be made safer if it were controlled legally.
All it takes is one phone call, and they're selling such an impure product, and they add henna, glue, dye to it, coffee, and inhaling this is extremely hazardous.
Elsewhere, it's feared parts of England and Wales may be at risk of flooding until May because of record-breaking levels of groundwater. Experts say even if it stops raining this week, so much water is soaking through the soil that it'll likely keep rising for at least 2 months. More than 1.5 million homes in low-lying areas are thought to be prone to groundwater flooding. Back here, neighbours of the power plant should see a decrease in the use and the noise of the generator by the end of the year. That's because the power lines with Jersey and France will allow for more electricity to be imported instead. Managing Director Alan Bates says Guernsey Electricity met with neighbours on Friday to discuss noise concerns and how they could be dealt with in the meantime.
Well, generally, they're to do with air vents and louvers on buildings, and we can look to put some sort of baffles or some sort of attenuation in there. There will be some areas where we're very limited in what we can do, and as I say, our longer-term plan is not to run the power station so much.
And it's claimed schools aren't doing enough to develop pupils' characters. A report wants teachers to be made to run after-school clubs so youngsters can learn skills like perseverance and self-control. It says too often character is overlooked in favour of academic achievement. It's 3 minutes past eight.
Business with Black Horse Finance. Straightforward finance for life's twists and turns.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was apparently America's